Then it works.
That it works.
Yeah, that. Nah.
Yes. Right, was that for Daddy to take him to work?
Yes, yeah,
so Daddy. Oh, he's forgotten to take us, hasn't he? Did Daddy tell you last night it was to go to work?
Sister was at our little fridge on the seat. And we don't see.
No, close the fridge, Thomas, please.
We don't know. A big orange. An egg.
Yes. A big orange, that's actually an onion.
With juice, red juice.
Yes. Right, would you like to watch Ray the postman? Because he'll be here in a few minutes, won't he? He's over the road, Thomas.
Yeah. A wave.
You want to wave at Ray? Yes, you might come in here.
Is
it? I've just been talking to him, Thomas, and he said that he's leaving this round.
It is Thomas' house, the last one.
He's going to go and do a post round in Heaton Chapel, which is where Auntie Joyce lives. So that's a shame, isn't it?
On there.
Now be careful climbing up, please.
Hello, Sarah. Yes, it is. Well, I'm actually doing a recording at the moment before I go. What's a good time to ring you back and I'll ring you back? Right, I promise you, and I got your message from last week. I'll talk to you this evening, Sarah. Take care. You all right? Yes, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thomas House.
Oh, has he been?
Yes, Thomas House.
No, he's just waved, look. You didn't see him waving. Come back in the window. Oh, let's watch him walk past and you can wave at him because he just waved then.
Yes.
That's right.
You wave.
Yes, you wave. That's right. You wave.
Ah. Open the door.
Open the door. Right, you go and get the post. See what he's brought us this morning.
Two letters.
Right.
Then mind the seat.
Mind the seat. Are you moving the car seat out of the way?
Two letters.
We've got the car seat in the house today so that Grandma and Grandad can take you out if they want to.
Two letters, Raycombe.
Two letters, Raycombe?
Yes,
Dad. Right, and they're both for Daddy, aren't they? Yes, those are the orange cards from a taxi firm, aren't they, advertising their telephone numbers?
Yes.
Now we'll put all the posts there.
Yes. Hello. Daddy. Bye. Hello. I'm Linda. telephone calling.
Oh, are you talking to Linda on the telephone?
Yes.
That was Molly's mummy on the telephone, Thomas. Molly and Frances. It was their mummy, Sarah. Oh, look, this little girl's going to school. Oh, Thomas, the summer holiday's gone so quickly, hasn't it? That's Georgia, and she's going to pick up Liam. They always travel to school together, don't they?
Yes.
Doesn't seem many weeks since they were all finishing school. Do you remember we saw them all come home?
Yes.
And they were starting the summer holiday?
Yes. Good night.
And Christopher starts school tomorrow for the first time, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sonia, Isabel and Daddy Rod?
Yes.
I don't think they start school tomorrow, do they? Isabel will be going to school when you go to school. Well, I think you better have, because Grandma and Granddad are coming today. And you don't want you still be eating your breakfast when they arrive, do you? Now, look, we'll play with those afterwards. Breakfast first. Now, come on. Look, Sue's going to work now. Look, can you see Sue? She's getting into her car. Shoulder, it's not nice.
Which one?
No.
Which?
No, that is not nice. Look, she's going. And there's Liam, ready for school. His school bag.
Ooh.
Oh dear, did you bump your foot on the chair?
No.
Thomas, you've got to sit and have your breakfast. Don't be so silly. Thomas, stop it. Thomas, you're in a rut.
No!
Who's leave you to get on with it, Thomas? No, it's breakfast time, Thomas. I'll put milk on mine, you have yours as they are. And then we've got to dry the pots from yesterday. Put some washing in the machine. You've got to get dressed and ready to go out with Grandma and Grandad, and Mummy's got to go to work.
No.
Right, you have the big spoon, I'll have the little one. Thomas, stop throwing things on the floor. To go out today. You're not going to want to go to John Lewis or B&Q or Stockport. What else do you go with? In the supermarket? You go and feed the ducks? They're not going to want to take you if you want to cry and scream and be silly, are they? Oh,
Don't help me.
Well, that's about Birdie and I'm going to go somewhere.
Alone.
Is she going to come in?
No. No, ma'am.
What's she doing?
What the Phoenix?
Is she watching Phoenix?
The fence.
Through the fence?
Yes. Sorry, Mummy.
There's no need to be sorry, darling. Just don't get so upset. Hey, there we are.
Mummy, don't.
Some bread in, haven't we, to toast?
Mummy! Mummy! Mummy!
So you can have some toast and jam. Has it popped yet?
No.
Big box of green apples.
Box.
You played in that box and the apples, didn't you?
Yes, and the bike.
And the bike, you enjoyed it, didn't you? That big box of apples that Grandad brought. You played ages with them, putting them on the floor, lining them up. And you put them in your bicycle, didn't you, in the basket on the back?
1, 2, 3, 7, 8.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8.
Yes, yummies.
Is that how many apples there were?
Yes. Sorry.
You enjoyed playing with them, didn't you?
Yes. Reach.
Reach. Can you not reach what you can? Now, what's happened to your spoon?
I don't know. It'll be a real shame if they arrive and you're... I'm sore.
Yes, you might not be able to go out if you're feeling sore.
Oh!
Look at this.
No!
Thomas, I'll leave it there. It's not in your way there. The plate is there. And if you fancy eating it later, you can. If you don't, I'll eat it for my breakfast. Would you like a banana?
No.
What would you like? Anything?
Oh, dear.
What about your train? Shall we play with the Lego train?
Don't face. Dumplings.
And
a dumpling.
There you are. There's a horse on the train. What's happened to the cab and the driver?
A dumpling. And a dumpling. And cornflakes, Charlie.
Cornflakes?
Yes, and there.
Oh, I see. You put all the cornflakes from your bowl into the back of the trailer. It's full now. I wouldn't put any more in, Thomas. It's just going to fall on the floor, aren't it? Falling out over the side here, look.
Yes.
You're going to eat a few? No, they won't all go in the trailer, Thomas. I'll tip up.
What, Mummy, I can dumplings.
Yes. You didn't put all your cornflakes into the back of the carriage. And don't get them on the floor. It's all right on the table, but don't put them on the floor, please.
Let me go.
I'm going to pour the milk that's left from the cereal bowl into Purdy's saucer and she can drink it.
No chocolate.
Ready?
Ready?
Oh, she's coming. I was taking it outside to her. She's coming. Yeah, please don't put them over there, Thomas. I don't want you spilling on the floor. Be careful. Yes? And put these back into the bowl. Oh, I'm going to put some toast in the toaster now for myself. We'll leave that one there with jam. And if you change your mind and want it, it's ready.
No.
Oh, she's drunk that milk, Thomas.
Hiya, Penny.
sun shining again today. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Little piggy.
There's a smell of burning coming from the toaster. Toast isn't cooked, so I don't understand what the smell is.
Look, need the button.
Oh, yes. you stuck the train driver's cab with the driver in it on top of the funnel of the train. He's very high up, isn't he?
Pull it. Pull it.
Pull it?
Yeah. Don't it.
You're pulling it off?
Yes. But you do it. Yes. Yummy, yummy, yummy. That's summer.
Pardon?
Hello, cornflakes.
Did the driver enjoy the cornflakes?
Back out. Oh dear.
Is he falling on the floor?
Back in a minute. Back in a minute.
Back in a minute. Be careful with the cornflakes, please. Good pudding, no breakfast now. Would you like some breakfast, boss?
No.
Do you not think she does?
Chicken.
Chicken? No, this is rabbit flavoured. Hello? Hello. Yes, I'll bring them. I know Thomas told me they were for work. I realised they were when I saw them last night. I'll get your dad to drop them off. Bye bye.
What's this?
That was Daddy on the phone. The things that he'd left on the table that we both thought were for work were for work. He took them to take them. So. This is Birdie's breakfast. So when Grandad comes and takes Mummy to work, can drop the bag off at Daddy's. Where does Daddy work?
Daddy's Hall.
Holland Hall.
Yeah, Paddy's food.
Paddy's food, you'll put it back in the fridge. Nice and fresh then, won't it, till tomorrow? Or later on, I think she'll probably want some more tonight.
No, late.
And after breakfast, we've got to decide what we're both wearing. Might have to iron something. Would you like to go back outside, boss?
I'll go and share it, yeah. Look! Back to Mummy.
Back to Mummy. You're pushing the train back to Mummy, are you? Thank you.
When Thomas.
Cornflakes nice.
Crunchy. Look. Look.
Oh.
I'm in my garden.
Pearly jumped into the window.
The bin bag lorry.
You think she's watching for the bin bag lorry? Well, she'll have a long wait, Thomas, because it's Wednesday today and the bin men come on Monday. I think she's washing her face now. She's just had some breakfast.
Yes.
She always washes her face and paws after breakfast, doesn't she? I think she's just looking out of the window to see what's going on.
Yeah.
She's washing again, isn't she? More.
Oh. But they jump.
Doing? She's just looking out the window. What do you think she can see?
Bin bag lorry come.
The bin bag lorry coming.
Yes. Bin bag Manchester.
Manchester. We heard a train then, didn't we? Do you think it's a train going to Manchester?
No. That Thomas now. Look.
Are you pushing the train round and round the cereal bowl?
No. Oh dear.
Are you feeling a bit better now?
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
Now be careful.
Careful. Are
you holding the jar of jam?
Yeah.
Careful not to drop it because it's glass. It's made from glass. It will smash if it's dropped.
Careful. No.
Hang on.
No.
And jam on the toast.
What's that funny noise?
What's that funny noise? I think it's the fridge.
What's this?
Strawberry jam.
And it worked on its own.
What's going on? What's going on where?
Back side.
What's going on back outside?
Back side.
Outside? Oh no, don't put your fingers in the jam jar. Hurry up, let's just move that back there so you can look at it.
pop those cornflakes back into the bowl, and then they don't get spilt. Mm. You are, and move your toast and jam in front of you. That's easy to get to, isn't it, then? Put some washing in the washing machine, Thomas, that when the machine's finished, you and Grandma could peg the washing out.
Yes.
So all these sheets and pillowcases to wash, haven't we? The train's going round and round many more times. We'll have to tell Grandma that there's some pasta in the fridge for lunch.
Purdy doing?
What's Purdy doing? She's still in the window. I can't see her from here. Tomorrow we've got Dimitri coming, haven't we? Pardon? Well, Grandad and Grandmother coming, Grandma and Grandmother coming today. But Dimitri's coming tomorrow and she's bringing somebody with her.
Toys!
Toys? Oh yes, she might be bringing some toys, but she's bringing somebody to watch a video.
A wedding. Yeah.
Would you like to sit and watch it with us? Would Thomas like to sit and watch a video?
Hmm. But puppies. No, that is not.
Yes. I'm sure they'll let you drink from that today, won't they? The cup that Grandma and Grandma bought you. Bought for you. So tomorrow we've got things happening at home, but then on Friday, we'll go to the beehive. Oh, and guess what else happens on Friday?
Oh!
Yes, we go to the park after the beehive. Bang a drum time. Do you remember all those weeks ago we said we can't go to the music lesson until September? Well, it's September now. And Friday morning, we go to the music lesson. But this time, Jenny and Lauren and Caitlin won't be in the same group, because they've all had third birthdays during the holidays, haven't they? The group you go to is for ages 2 to 3.
Tell you Isabel then he was.
Yes, Sonia and Isabel go, but they go to a different one, don't they? They go to the class before us. So the three little girls that you know very well and like are all going to a later class, because once they get to 3 years old, they've got to go to a different class. So that's a shame, isn't it?
Daddy!
George and Jack might be there. And Aaron. Don't really know the names of anybody else, because the people we know are going, leaving. And what songs will you be singing?
Bang a drum.
Bang a drum. And will you be doing the marching song?
Yes.
And Bob a Black Sheep?
Yeah.
And how much is that doggy in the window?
Mm.
And one of the favourites is Postman Pat.
Yeah.
And since we've finished for the summer, you've really enjoyed Postman Pat, so when we used to go along, you never knew the words, but you know them now.
Yes.
You can sing along, can't you?
No.
Would you like some more jam on the bread?
Yes.
Let Mummy use the knife. There we are. That's better.
That's better. The tummy.
Do you mind? I have not got a big tummy. Cheeky.
My lips.
Big lips.
Yes.
No, that's it now, Thomas.
Shops for me.
I want to go to the shops for some more. Some more jam. Mm.
What's this?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Billy's very busy looking at things. Can you see how she's moving her head? Oh, she's looking at us now. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Penny.
What's she doing?
Bill.
What are you doing, Billy?
Poo.
Poo?
Mm.
You're doing a poo?
No, I'm a big poo.
Oh, Billy wouldn't do that. Not in the windowsill. At least if she would, there'd be something matter.
The juice.
There you are.
Blackcurrant.
Blackcurrant juice, is it nice? Before we go on holiday, Thomas, you've got to have your hair cut. At the barber's.
Dry.
Pardon?
Dry.
Dry?
No, dry.
No, dry? What do you mean, no, dry? Oh, no, dry? No, you don't cry. When you go to the barber's, it's nice.
Hello, Lord. You're big.
That's right, you're a big boy.
Oh no, the bat now.
Yes, that's right, she's jumped down from the window. She's going back outside, isn't she?
Hey!
Bye-bye, Birdie Poo.
Bye, Birdie.
Bye-bye, Birdie Poo. Well, she's had a nice big breakfast. She's had a wash. She's had a little look out of the window.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to go outside for a nice sleep, but she looks as if she's going to stare at Felix again through the fence.
Hello. And then I jump with Mum and Jean. Jean and Mummy are there,
Are you calling me Mummy Jean? Tell you what, you can hold the jam jar for a couple of minutes.
There.
And the butter, and then it's going in the fridge.
What there? Here.
What got here? What have we got here?
This.
That's butter.
This.
Strawberry jam.
Very well.
Thank you. Shall I put them in the fridge now?
Thanks, Mummy.
That's quite all right, darling. Would you like some apple?
No.
Yes, please.
Nana.
Nana, Grandad, one of these. A nice big one. A nice big, very big apple.
No.
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 That one. Which one would you like?
Brown.
A brown one?
No.
You choose the one you want.
I want it.
You can only have one.
No.
You can only have one.
I'll put on the shoulder.
Well, Thomas, hold this, you're alright.
This.
That one, you want that one?
No.
Well, which one shall we peel and eat? That one?
Oh.
Yes, I think so.
And then.
What's she doing? Oh, you're hiding them. Gosh, look at that. That's a beautiful big red one, isn't it? I'm going to go and peel one now. I'll peel this one.
Why not? I told it.
No, we can't tell this if we're going to peel it, can we?
Show me.
You want your nuggets to hold, Tom? Come on, there's hundreds of apples in there.
Show me. Show me.
You could hold it in a minute.
Three. Four.
Now be careful with them. What did we say yesterday? Gently, gently.
Gently.
Don't drop them or they'll get bruised.
Bruised.
And then they won't be nice to eat, will they?
We're turning round.
Turn it round?
Oh, it's this big pink.
Big pink apple. It is a big pink apple, that one, isn't it?
The pink one.
Yeah, that's pink as well. This isn't there. That's mainly yellow and green, that one.
And the green. No red now.
No red now. No, there's not a lot of red on that one, is there?
Is this one red?
Just touched. This one's red, the one that Mummy's peeling, yeah.
Two ones.
Such a beautiful colour inside.
Move in here.
Nothing there, I know the basket's empty, isn't it?
No, apples.
Are you going to put the apples back now?
No, Anna.
What have you done, hidden them all behind your back?
Yes.
What's Grandad's box? Be careful with it.
Two. Three. More. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. Eight. Seven. Eight.
You said 11 then, didn't you?
Seven. Eight.
There you are, that's one cut up and ready to eat.
One, two,
busy counting all the apples.
One, two, three, four.
There looks to be a lot more than four there to lean to them. What other kinds of fruit do you like? Bananas.
Onions.
What else?
Apples.
Apples. What other fruits can you think of?
The apples.
They're very long yellow coins. Are you eating an apple now, Thomas?
Red one.
Is it nice?
This one.
We must eat a lot of apples because when Grandad brought that box last week, it was really full, wasn't it? Now it's almost empty. Washing up nearly done, Thomas. A funny noise. You're too busy eating apples to talk. Daisy. You alright?
Yeah.
and took off.
Yeah.
Thank you.